Hi again, everyone, and welcome back to the BVW Podcast. This time around on the show, we're going back to November of 1979, and first up, Cheap Trick off their album Dream Police with Dream Police. November 1979.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser beaten by the queen of hearts every time? Have you heard about the lonesome loser? He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying.
Don't you want to be somebody? Someday somebody's gonna see inside. You have to face up. You can't run and hide. search and know there's nothing left. Staked his heart and lost. Now he has to pay the cost. Somebody's gonna see inside. You have to face up. You can't run and hide.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser beaten by the queen of hearts every time? Have you heard about the lonesome loser? He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying.
Little River Band, Lonesome Loser, on our look back at top 40 hits from November of 1979. Next up is the first single from what became the most well-known album for Michael Jackson. In fact, it was the first album of all time from any solo artist to produce four singles. Michael Jackson, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, from that album, Off the Wall.
Thank you.
Jefferson Starship with Jane, a song from the album Freedom at Point Zero, an album that both Marty Balin and Grace Slick did not perform on. Mickey Thomas sang lead, and Jane was a top 20 hit. Now we're back to when Dick Clark Productions released the film Birth of the Beatles. It did not star any of the actual Beatles.
Tonight, on the ABC Friday Night Movie.
Let's rock and roll!
Dick Clark, who brought you the movie Elvis, brings another legend to life. History's most fabulous foursome.
Where are we going, fellas?
To the top!
What top?
To the very top!
The ABC News magazine Nightline signed on.
This is ABC News Nightline. Reporting from Washington, Ted Koppel.
And Foreigner was on the radio with a song that still gets plenty of classic rock airplay, Dirty White Boy. We're back in November of 1979 on the BVW Podcast. November 1979.
Thank you.
Fleetwood Mac getting some help from the University of Southern California Trojan Marching Band with a song they had on the charts back in November of 1979. That song, Tusk. And in just a moment, we're going to hear the four songs that all tie for number one of November of 79. But first, here's Robert John with Sad Eyes. Doesn't have quite the pep of The Lion Sleeps Tonight, Robert John, Sad Eyes, as we get set to hear all four songs that tie for number one of November 1979. It was one of those months where each week had a new number one, so we're going to hear all four. On the first week of the month, the one-hit wonder band and one-letter wonder band, M, had their only American hit at the top of the chart, Pop Music.
Radio, video.
November 1979. Eagles, with the second of four songs tied for the number one song of November 1979, Heartache Tonight. It was one of three top 10 singles from their album, The Long Run. Now, the third week of the month featured the 13th hit from the Commodores to hit the Billboard Hot 100, and it was the second to go number one, The Commodores' Still.
Baby, just a moment away, and I'm without you once again. You laughed at me. You said you never needed me. I wonder if you need me now. So many dreams that flew away. So many words we didn't say. Two people lost in a storm. Where did we go? Where'd we go? We lost what we both had found. You know we let each other down. But then most of all, I do love you. Still.
November 1979.
I love.
Barbara Streisand and Donna Summer teaming up with the song that was at number one for the final week of November 1979, No More Tears, as we wrap up another edition of the BVW Podcast. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We'll do another one soon.